doing? I said, freak the fucking blunt. I said, looking at the shit the white boy just gave me. I had to remove my surgical mask just to really analyze this bullshit. He clearly didn't know what the fuck to do. I took the blunt and took that cancer shit straight out. Shut down in an hour, said Eli, Flat's twin brother. He was walking his two Rottweilers. His fat ass could suck a dick. I knew what time it was and how much time I had left. I cook supper in this hoe 3 times a week. Boss lady. Yeah, Zay. I looked over my shoulder at my little nigga. He wasn't no pussy, so he got a spot on my team. It's loaded. Everything is there. Shiloh says she could meet you here if that was easier. She knows you gotta go soon. Nah, shit done this way. Aight, now you gonna tell me what to do, fam? Zay been thirsty trying to get hip. Close caskets, motherfucker, I said, getting my shit to go. I cleaned up and counted the 50 FedEx boxes of pills that was stacked up. I had the bodyguards add that to my kilos outside. My boy Ace got me the perfect shipment and I was feeling good. He was doing me a favor because he didn't even fuck with the pills no more. I hit the road, headed to my traps. My mama was calling and I didn't feel like talking. Whenever I was in beast mode, I needed to be left the hell alone. Plain and simple. Yes, mother, I said in a cute girly voice. Where your ass at? I needed you to find out where this number coming from. I think it's your daddy trying to get in touch with you. They keep calling. But when I answer, it's nothing but static. Mom, daddy ain't called. Probably Lee's friends playing on the phone. I'll put a block on the phone and get the number changed. Mama sighed on the phone and then got off. Once she saw I wasn't interested in the fact that my daddy was trying to reach out, he'd been locked down for a little minute now and wasn't getting released until I was old and gray. The couple of months of being locked up, we did the calls, letters, and visits. After some time, he stopped accepting the letters and refused our visits. I felt that was a coward move. I believe he could just do his daddy role behind bars if he adjusted to it. He was making money still, but couldn't fulfill his daddy duties. Liberty and I understood daddy couldn't be there like he used to. Now, it was fuck him, and I didn't care if he never got out. I was making my money and living just fine. Cassie, bitch, I said, hugging the homegirl. I employed anyone willing to work and obey my rules. I had folks from different walks of life working in my traps. College girls, strippers, military niggas, CNAs, policemen, beauticians, and every other broke motherfucker in St. Louis. When you selling here again, I need some bundles, ho. To add to the boss bitch moves I make, I owned Chanel Styles, a 5-star hair shop / nail bar downtown St. Louis. Daddy bought me the shop when I was 16 because he didn't like everybody in my mama's house. Mama and daddy been split up and lived separately since I could remember. Mama preferred the hood and so did daddy, but he had a mansion out in Chesterfield. He brought mommy a total of 5 different houses, but she refused them all. We stayed in the hood in my grandmother's house, just a few streets from the Mike Brown shooting in Ferguson. I was currently getting my house built out in St. Charles. When I get that killer shit, boo, I ain't fucking with no bullshit ass hair. Nah, I can't do that. I had a fire ass hair connect for years, but the bitch fucked up my orders too much. I had to dead that hoe. I wish I could have got that plug, but my anger caused me to go it out. Now, I was in search of someone new. I got back in my red Benz and went up the alleyway. Shiloh was already out back in her 6-inch heel slanging. That was my bitch. Just last week, I had to use her name because we got stopped. If I didn't, I was going to get booked for sure. I had a few warrants on me at that moment. I needed to go handle that soon before a bitch got locked up. Tell one of them niggas to come get this shit, I said, keeping my shit in drive with the pistol on my lap. Charlotte swung her long weave open in the trunk